The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. By Rebecca Sklut. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Sklut is a non-fiction book that tells the story of Henrietta Lacks, an African-American woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge in 1951 and used to create the first immortal human cell line, known as HeLa. The book follows the journey of Rebecca Sklut, a science writer, as she investigates the life and legacy of Henrietta Lacks. Through her research, Sklut discovers the history of the HeLa cells, the impact they have had on medical research, and the ethical issues surrounding their use. She also explores the life of Henrietta Lacks and her family, and the impact her cells have had on them. The book is a powerful exploration of science, race, ethics, and the human cost of medical progress. The book begins with a brief overview of Henrietta Lacks' life and the circumstances surrounding the taking of her cells. Sklut then introduces the reader to the Lacks family, and the impact Henrietta's cells have had on them. She follows the family's journey as they struggle to understand the legacy of Henrietta's cells and the implications of their use in medical research. Sklut also examines the ethical issues surrounding the use of HeLa cells and the lack of informed consent given to Henrietta and her family. Throughout the book, Sklut interviews scientists, family members, and other experts to gain a better understanding of the history and impact of HeLa cells. The book also explores the history of medical research and the role of race in the development of medical science. Sklut examines the history of the Tuskegee syphilis study and the exploitation of African Americans in medical research. She also looks at the history of the HeLa cells and the impact they have had on medical research. Finally, Sklut examines the ethical implications of the use of HeLa cells and the need for informed consent in medical research. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is an important and powerful book that examines the life and legacy of Henrietta Lacks and the impact of her cells on medical research. Through her research, Sklut sheds light on the history of medical research, the role of race in medical science, and the ethical implications of the use of HeLa cells. The book is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of medical science and the ethical implications of medical research. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Henrietta Lacks was a poor African-American woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge and used to create the first immortal human cell line, known as HeLa. This cell line has been used in countless medical breakthroughs, yet Henrietta and her family were never compensated for their contribution. Henrietta Lacks was a poor African-American woman living in Virginia in the 1950s. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer and, during her treatment, a sample of her cells was taken without her knowledge or consent. These cells were used to create the first immortal human cell line, known as HeLa. HeLa cells have been used in countless medical breakthroughs, from the development of the polio vaccine to the cloning of human genes. Despite the immense value of her cells, Henrietta and her family were never compensated for their contribution. The story of Henrietta Lacks and her cells has become a symbol of the ethical issues surrounding medical research. Henrietta's cells were taken without her knowledge or consent, and her family was never informed of the use of her cells until decades later. This case has raised questions about the rights of patients and the responsibilities of researchers to ensure that patients are informed and compensated for their contributions. The story of Henrietta Lacks has become a powerful reminder of the importance of ethical research practices. Her story has been used to highlight the need for informed consent and the need to ensure that patients are compensated for their contributions to medical research. Henrietta's story has also been used to raise awareness of the need for greater diversity in medical research, as well as the need to ensure that all patients are treated with respect and dignity. Main idea number 2. Henrietta's family was unaware of her cell's significance until decades after her death, when a scientist contacted them to ask for tissue samples. This led to a long struggle for the Lacks family to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science. Henrietta Lacks' family was unaware of the significance of her cells until decades after her death. In the 1950s, a scientist contacted the family to ask for tissue samples from Henrietta's body. This was the first time the family had heard of the HeLa cells, and the first time they realized the impact Henrietta had made on science. The family struggled to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science was a long and difficult one. They were not given any information about the cells or the research that was being done with them. They were not consulted about the use of Henrietta's cells, nor were they given any financial compensation for their use. The family felt that they had been taken advantage of, and that their rights had been violated. It took decades for the Lax family to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science. In 2013, the family was finally given a formal apology from the National Institutes of Health, and a financial settlement was reached. This was a major victory for the Lax family, and a testament to their perseverance in the face of adversity. Main idea number 3. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's cells, known as HeLa cells, were taken without her knowledge or consent and used in countless medical experiments, leading to numerous medical breakthroughs. Despite the immense contributions of her cells, Henrietta and her family were not given any recognition or compensation for their role in the research. This lack of recognition and compensation is a stark reminder of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. The story of Henrietta Lax is a powerful reminder of the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. It is essential that researchers obtain informed consent from those who are donating their tissue or participating in medical research. It is also important to recognize the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science and to ensure that they are given proper compensation for their role in the research. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and it serves as a reminder of the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Main idea number 4. Henrietta's cells were taken without her knowledge or consent, and her family was not informed of their significance until decades later. This highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta Lacks' story is a stark reminder of the importance of informed consent and the need to recognize the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's cells were taken without her knowledge or consent, and her family was not informed of their significance until decades later. This highlights the need for greater transparency and accountability in the medical and scientific communities, and the need to ensure that those who are used in research are treated with respect and dignity. The immortal life of Henrietta Lacks serves as a powerful reminder of the need to ensure that those who are used in research are treated with respect and dignity. It is also a reminder of the importance of informed consent and the need to recognize the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's story is a reminder that we must strive to ensure that those who are used in research are treated with respect and dignity, and that their contributions are recognized and appreciated. Main idea number 5. Henrietta's cells were used to create the first immortal human cell line, known as HeLa. This cell line has been used in countless medical breakthroughs, yet Henrietta and her family were never compensated for their contribution. Henrietta Lacks cells, known as HeLa, were the first immortal human cell line ever created. This cell line has been used in countless medical breakthroughs, from the development of the polio vaccine to the study of cancer and AIDS. HeLa cells have been used in research labs around the world, and have been instrumental in advancing medical science. Despite the immense contribution of Henrietta and her family to medical science, they were never compensated for their contribution. This is a stark reminder of the inequities that exist in the medical field, and the need for greater recognition of the contributions of individuals and families to medical research. The story of Henrietta Lacks and her family is a powerful reminder of the importance of recognizing the contributions of individuals and families to medical research. It is also a reminder of the need for greater equity in the medical field, and the need to ensure that those who contribute to medical science are fairly compensated for their efforts. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is an important book that sheds light on the injustices that exist in the medical field, and the need for greater recognition of the contributions of individuals and families to medical research. Main idea number 6. Rebecca Sklut, the author of The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, spent years researching Henrietta's story and building relationships with her family. This book is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. Rebecca Sklut's book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. Sklut spent years researching Henrietta's story and building relationships with her family, and her book is a testament to her dedication and commitment to uncovering the truth. Through her research, Sklut reveals the complex ethical issues surrounding the use of human tissue in medical research and the impact it has had on Henrietta's family. She also examines the implications of the lack of informed consent in medical research and the need for greater transparency and accountability in the medical research industry. Sklut's book is an important contribution to the ongoing debate about the ethical implications of medical research, and it is a must-read for anyone interested in this important topic. Main idea number 7. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Henrietta's cells, known as HeLa cells, were taken without her knowledge or consent and used in countless medical experiments, leading to numerous medical breakthroughs. Despite the immense contributions of her cells, Henrietta and her family were not given any recognition or compensation for their role in the research. This lack of recognition and compensation is a stark reminder of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. The story of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful reminder of the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. It is essential that researchers obtain informed consent from those who are donating their tissue or participating in medical research. It is also important to recognize the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science and to ensure that they are given proper compensation for their role in the research. Henrietta's story is a powerful example of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and it serves as a reminder of the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. Main idea number 8. Henrietta's family was unaware of her cell's significance until decades after her death, when a scientist contacted them to ask for tissue samples. This led to a long struggle for the Lacks family to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science. Henrietta Lacks' family was unaware of the significance of her cells until decades after her death. In 1951, a scientist contacted the Lacks family to ask for tissue samples from Henrietta's body. This was the first time the family had heard of the HeLa cells, and the first time they realized the impact Henrietta had made on science. The Lacks family was shocked to learn of the significance of Henrietta's cells, and the fact that they had been used in research without their knowledge or consent. This led to a long struggle for the Lacks family to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science. Despite the fact that her cells had been used in countless medical breakthroughs, the family had never received any recognition or compensation for their role in these discoveries. The Lacks family's struggle for recognition and compensation was finally resolved in 2013, when the National Institutes of Health, NIH, reached an agreement with the family. Under the agreement, the Lax family would receive recognition for Henrietta's contribution to science, and the NIH would create a website to provide information about the HeLa cells and the Lax family. Main idea number 9. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It shines a light on the exploitation of vulnerable populations, such as African Americans, in the name of science. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. The book also examines the implications of the commodification of human tissue and the lack of recognition and compensation for those who have been used as research subjects. It is a powerful reminder of the need for ethical oversight and accountability in medical research. The book also serves as a reminder of the importance of recognizing the humanity of those who have been used as research subjects. It is a powerful reminder of the need to treat all people with dignity and respect, regardless of their race, gender, or economic status. It is a reminder that all people have the right to autonomy and self-determination, and that their contributions to science should be acknowledged and respected. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is an important reminder of the need for ethical oversight and accountability in medical research. It is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and a reminder of the need to treat all people with dignity and respect. It is a reminder that all people have the right to autonomy and self-determination, and that their contributions to science should be acknowledged and respected. Main idea number 10. The book also explores the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks explores the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The book delves into the history of the Lacks family, from their roots in rural Virginia to their eventual move to Baltimore. It examines the racism and poverty they faced, and how Henrietta's cells were taken without her knowledge or consent. It also looks at the legal battles the family fought to gain recognition and compensation for Henrietta's contribution to science, and the emotional toll it took on them. Finally, the book examines the legacy of Henrietta's cells, and how they have been used to advance medical research and treatments for countless diseases. The book also looks at the ethical implications of Henrietta's story, and how her cells have been used without her family's knowledge or consent. It examines the legal and ethical issues surrounding the use of her cells, and how her family has been denied recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. It also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on the medical research community, and how her cells have been used to advance treatments for countless diseases. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta's cells, and how her story has been used to raise awareness about the importance of informed consent in medical research. Main idea number 11. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It examines the implications of Henrietta's cells being taken without her knowledge or consent, and the lack of recognition and compensation her family received for her contribution to science. It also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution. The book also delves into the history of medical research and the ethical implications of using human tissue for research. It looks at the ways in which Henrietta's story has been used to shape public opinion and policy, and the implications of this for the future of medical research. Finally, it examines the legacy of Henrietta's story, and the ways in which her story has been used to empower and educate people about the importance of informed consent and the ethical implications of medical research. Main idea number 12. The book also examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The book looks at the ways in which Henrietta's family was affected by her story, and how they were denied recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. It also examines the ways in which the medical and scientific communities have used Henrietta's cells without her family's knowledge or consent, and the ethical implications of this. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta's story, and how it has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. The book also looks at the ways in which Henrietta's family has been affected by her story, and how they have been denied recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. It examines the ways in which the medical and scientific communities have used Henrietta's cells without her family's knowledge or consent, and the ethical implications of this. The book also looks at the ways in which Henrietta's story has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta's story, and how it has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. Main idea number 13. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It examines the implications of Henrietta's cells being taken without her knowledge or consent, and the lack of recognition and compensation her family received for her contribution to science. It also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution. The book also delves into the history of medical research and the ethical implications of using human tissue for research. It looks at the ways in which Henrietta's story has been used to shape public opinion and policy, and the implications of this for the future of medical research. Finally, it examines the legacy of Henrietta's story, and the ways in which her story has been used to empower and educate people about the importance of informed consent and the ethical implications of medical research. Main idea number 14. The book also examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The book looks at the story of Henrietta Lacks, a woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge and used in medical research. It examines the implications of this event, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted today. It also looks at the ethical issues that have arisen from the use of human tissue in medical research, such as informed consent, privacy, and the ownership of tissue samples. The book also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on the African American community, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted in the United States. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta Lacks, and how her story has impacted the way medical research is conducted today. Main idea number 15. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The book delves into the story of Henrietta Lacks, a woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge or consent and used in medical research. It looks at the implications of this case, and how it has shaped the ethical considerations of medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the impact of this case on the African American community, and how it has affected the way medical research is conducted today. The book is an important exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and provides an important insight into the history of medical research and the ethical considerations that have arisen as a result. The book also looks at the implications of the case for the African American community, and how it has affected the way medical research is conducted today. It examines the impact of the case on the African American community, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted today. It looks at the implications of the case for the African American community, and how it has affected the way medical research is conducted today. It also looks at the implications of the case for the African American community, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted today. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is an important exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It provides an important insight into the history of medical research and the ethical considerations that have arisen as a result. It is an important book for anyone interested in the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and provides an important insight into the history of medical research and the ethical considerations that have arisen as a result. Main idea number 16. The book also examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The book looks at the story of Henrietta Lacks, a woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge and used in medical research. It examines the implications of this event, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted today. It also looks at the ethical issues that have arisen from the use of human tissue in medical research, such as informed consent, privacy, and the ownership of tissue samples. The book also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on the African American community, and how it has shaped the way medical research is conducted in the United States. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta Lacks, and how her story has impacted the way medical research is conducted today. Main idea number 17. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. The book delves into the story of Henrietta Lacks, a woman whose cells were taken without her knowledge or consent and used in medical research. It looks at the implications of this case, and the ethical issues that arise when human tissue is used in medical research. It also examines the impact of this case on the medical research community, and the implications for the future of medical research. The book also looks at the legal and ethical implications of the use of human tissue in medical research. It examines the laws and regulations that govern the use of human tissue, and the ethical considerations that must be taken into account when using human tissue in medical research. It also looks at the implications of the case for the medical research community, and the potential for future abuses of human tissue in medical research. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is an important book that sheds light on the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It is an important reminder of the need to consider the ethical implications of medical research, and the need to ensure that human tissue is used responsibly and ethically. It is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue, and a must-read for anyone interested in the ethical implications of medical research. Main idea number 18. The book also examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The book looks at the ways in which Henrietta's family was affected by her story, and how they were denied recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. It also examines the ways in which the medical and scientific communities have used Henrietta's cells without her family's knowledge or consent, and the ethical implications of this. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta's story, and how it has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. The book also looks at the ways in which Henrietta's family has been affected by her story, and how they have been denied recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. It examines the ways in which the medical and scientific communities have used Henrietta's cells without her family's knowledge or consent, and the ethical implications of this. The book also looks at the ways in which Henrietta's story has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. Finally, the book looks at the legacy of Henrietta's story, and how it has impacted the medical and scientific communities, as well as the public's understanding of medical ethics. Main idea number 19. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It also examines the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution to science. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a powerful exploration of the ethical issues surrounding medical research and the use of human tissue. It examines the implications of Henrietta's cells being taken without her knowledge or consent, and the lack of recognition and compensation her family received for her contribution to science. It also looks at the impact of Henrietta's story on her family, and the long struggle they faced to gain recognition and compensation for her contribution. The book also delves into the history of medical research and the ethical implications of using human tissue for research. It looks at the ways in which Henrietta's story has been used to shape public opinion and policy, and the implications of this for the future of medical research. Finally, it examines the legacy of Henrietta's story, and the ways in which her story has been used to empower and educate people about the importance of informed consent and the ethical implications of medical research. Main idea number 20. The book also examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. It highlights the need for informed consent and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been exploited in the name of science. The book The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Sklut examines the history of medical research and the use of human tissue, and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result. It looks at the exploitation of individuals in the name of science, and the need for informed consent when using human tissue. The book also highlights the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who have been used in medical research, and the need to ensure that their rights are respected. It also looks at the implications of using human tissue for research, and the potential for abuse of power when it comes to medical research. Finally, the book examines the legacy of Henrietta Lacks, and the impact her story has had on the medical research community. The book is an important reminder of the need to ensure that ethical considerations are taken into account when conducting medical research. It is also a reminder of the need to recognize the contributions of those who have been used in medical research, and to ensure that their rights are respected. By examining the history of medical research and the ethical issues that have arisen as a result, the book provides an important insight into the implications of using human tissue for research, and the potential for abuse of power when it comes to medical research.